Welcome to Walking Wisdom with Deborah on the last day of 2023. A brand new concept came to me from a teaching from a rabbi I love and respect, Rabbi Shlomo Katz, who lives in Israel. And this mystical Jewish teaching is called Orot HaTohu, the Lights of Chaos. And he taught into it from a mystical teacher and teaching, and I was glued to this idea, and it came down all the way in to what I see and feel in myself and in all the women who come to work with me. And I want to know if you see this, you feel this, if this seems true for you. When God created the world, it says that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth was chaos, tohu vavohu. And this concept of the lights of tohu are, it's kind of a mystical concept of the lights that are not ready to come into form in the world. They need clay tikkun, they need vessels of fixing, so to speak, which is another concept which I'm going to speak about as well. So here's what I noticed. For us as visionary, creative women in midlife and beyond who have something to say, wisdom to share, a story to tell, we also have Orot HaTohu. We also have this condition of lights of chaos, which I often call the spin cycle. But I realized my spin cycle is exactly what they're talking about when they talk about Orot HaTohu. At least in my world, it's a description of what I see us bump into. So think about it like this. You have lived a rich life. You have done many, many things. And before we even go again into Orot HaTohu, I want to talk about the clay tikkun, the vessels of fixing. That's where many of us have landed for a lot of our lives. We have spent our time on the outer form of what has to get done, the jobs that have to be done to make money, the children that have to be raised and launched, our marriages, our families. We do this important work of creating the form in the outer world for in order to survive. And this is a powerful, important work, and we learn a tremendous amount, and we have gained wisdom, and we have come, many of us, to a point where we are proud of what we have done, and then there is this calling to more. And in that calling to more is an awakening to the awareness of what I think in us are the Orot HaTohu, the lights of chaos, because we encounter this awareness of our much more elevated selves, our creative spiritual gifts, the abilities that we have to write and speak and teach and heal and create art. All of this we encounter because it is the light of our souls. It's the light of your soul. And as you expand and you open and you do all the work on yourselves that we have all done, you release the light, but it comes out first unformed. It comes out into our awareness for almost everybody as Orot HaTohu, the lights of chaos, which is not bad. It's just not ready or useful to be shared. It needs the form, it needs vessel, it needs to become form. But so here's the thing. I think we spent a lot of time creating form that was not filled with this light. And now I believe we are going the other direction, which is to actually let the Orot HaTohu, the, so to speak, lights of chaos, let those become formed. Rather than going to the old forms and the old vessels, I think what's happening now is we're being called to create the new. And in the beginning, we don't know what it is. And we don't have the form ready, and we get the pull to do it like somebody else did it, or the feeling like we don't know what the form is. And as I often say, this is sort of a wonderful problem, because it's a problem of the awareness of the richness of the light of your soul. So just because it's still in chaos or spin, that's not bad. That just means, wow, what an opportunity to shape your light into a form and offer it as healing, inspiration, joy, transformation, guidance to the next person. I believe that we are being called to do that on many, many levels. I think this is happening to us as individuals, and we are part of creating a new order of this light together as a collective. But we have to start where we are. I often say, start where you are. So that is my question for you, is can you relate to this? Can you feel your light beyond what you've already done, like the more that is calling you forward? And if you feel it and yet you don't know what to do with it, then you are experiencing a very elevated state that I believe is parallel to this concept of Oro Tetohu, the lights of chaos. And that as soon as you know about them, you can shape them into form. And when this all came to me, I was so excited, because years ago I created In Story, and it right away I didn't get this way of describing the path of the work, but eventually the concept of shift, shape, and share came to me. And that's this work. The shift is to shift out of the shift is first into the awareness of the light. And then when you are aware of the light, you are also aware of its chaos, because it's new, it doesn't have form yet. And then the second stage of In Story work is shape. You begin to shape that light into form, at which point you become able to be clear enough and confident enough to actually share that light in form. And the form is going to be different for every person, and you may have more than one form, but the form could be in writing, in speaking, in teaching, in healing, in art, in meditation practices. You will see that if you allow yourself to feel the blessing of the light that is your soul and the expanded awareness of your light, which in the beginning will bring a feeling of chaos, of I don't know where this is going, I don't know how to do with it, it's too much, and all the backstory of people who did not support us to share this part of ourselves. But you're awakening an awareness of the lights of your soul. The Orot HaTohu is a powerful place to be. When you're in that place and you do whatever it takes, you will be able to shape those gifts of light into form. And then you will be able to share them with others, which will make a big difference. And I've been thinking a lot lately how this is about leaving the old, or I like to say leaving your living room, so you can leave a legacy before you leave this world. And I don't believe that we have a lot of time to wait. If we're aware of this light, then I believe we will be given the support that we need in order to shape this light into form and share it with the world. And that is my blessing to you, because part of the form that we all have to share this light in the world is our stories. So I want to bless you to feel the light of your story, of your soul's expression, and then to receive and be able to do this blessing that I say at the end of all my teaching. I want you to be able to go out in the world, to leave your living room, go out in the world and share your story and live your purpose, right? So you can leave a legacy, which is how you be a blessing, right? I've always said, share your story, live your purpose, and be a blessing. Now I've been thinking about saying, leave your living room, leave a legacy before you leave this world. Let's do this. Let me know. Reach out to me, email me, schedule a soul story session, take a step forward, begin this journey in this moment of this new year or at any time that you feel called to take a step forward so that you can indeed share your story, live your purpose, and be a blessing.